Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Galid, in Jacob's Hebrew, or Jager Sahudutha in Laban's Aramaic, means the place of witness. Described in Genesis 31, it was really a kind of iron curtain between the two. Here's how Laban described it. Quote, "This heap is a witness, and this pillar is a witness, that I will not pass beyond this heap to you, and you will not pass beyond this heap and this pillar to me for harm." Verse 52. But Jacob sanctifies the occasion with a sacrifice to the Lord, then sweetens it by sharing a meal for all concerned. It seems they chatted until the sun peaked over the eastern plateau and, quote, "Early in the morning Laban arose and kissed his sons and daughters and blessed them. Then Laban departed." Verse 55. Thus ends Genesis 31, and thus ends Jacob's long sojourn in the land of Paddan Aram. He sets his face toward Canaan. As soon as he begins his journey from the heights of Gilead, now with the promised land spread out before him, what does he see? Quote, "The angels of God met him." Chapter 32, verse 1. What a welcome home contingent. You recall he saw the angels of God as he left Canaan during his night stop over at Bethel. Here they are again. That spot on the upper Jabbok River, he called Mahanaim, meaning two camps. He had pitched his own camp there, but as David wrote, quote, "The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them." Psalm 34, verse 7. The believer is never alone. Of course, we should not worship angels as some do. When John was tempted to do so by the magnificence of one such heavenly being, the angel advised, quote, "See that you do not do that. Worship God." Revelation 22, verse 9. Yes, God controls circumstances, the weather, angels, and men, to bring about his good pleasure for our benefit. So let's worship God.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.